Subsection N, October 18, 2004, Curriculum Change Resolution passed. On October 18, 2004, the board passed by 6-3 vote a resolution that amended the biology curriculum as follows. Students will be made aware of gaps, problems in Darwin's theory and of other theories of evolution, including but not limited to intelligent design. Note, origins of life is not taught. In addition, the board resolution stated that this subject is to be covered in lecture form with pandas to be a reference book. Board members Bonsall, Buckingham, Harkins, Giese, Cleaver, and Yingling voted for the resolution, with Noel Wenrick and Casey and Jeff Brown voting against it. Compelling evidence was presented at trial that in passing the resolution, the board deviated from its regular practice in important respects. The normal procedures were not followed at all in making this change. First, the board typically addressed curriculum changes an entire year in advance of implementation. However, the change to the biology curriculum was initiated during the 2004-2005 school year to be effective that year. Second, standard board practice dictated two meetings to be held per month, a planning meeting in which items for consideration were listed on its agenda before they were listed for resolution on the agenda at the action meeting held later in the month. The change to the biology curriculum, however, was placed on the board's agenda for the first time during an action meeting, which several witnesses testified to be irregular. Third, board practice called for the district curriculum committee to meet and discuss the proposed curriculum change, which Nielsen suggested in this case. However, not surprisingly, the board overruled that suggestion. Although the administration did send the proposed change to the district curriculum committee and received feedback from two members, including an opposition and a request for the district curriculum to meet, no evidence has been presented that either suggestion was acted upon by the board. Finally, the board brazenly chose not to follow the advice of their only science education resources, as the teachers were not included in the process of drafting the language adopted by the board curriculum committee. In addition to deviating from standard board practice in multiple respects, defense witnesses testified that the rush to bring the curriculum change to a vote occurred because the issue had been debated for the previous 6 months, and more importantly, the board was about to lose two board members, Wenrick and Cleaver, who had been part of those discussions. The record contains no evidence of any public board meetings in which the board discussed ID. However, the evidence does show that the board discussed creationism within that six-month period. In fact, the evidence reveals that Buckingham wanted the board to vote on the resolution on October 18, 2004, because he thought he had sufficient votes to pass the resolution adopted at the October 7, 2004 Board Curriculum Committee meeting. Prior to the vote at the October 18, 2004 meeting, science teachers Spahr and Miller, as well as members of the public, spoke outwardly against the curriculum change. Spahr made clear in her statement to the board that the teacher's agreement to point out flaws or problems with Darwin's theory, not to teach origins of life, and to have pandas available as a reference text, were all compromises with the board curriculum committee after what she described as a long and tiresome process. She additionally stated that the change was being railroaded through without input from the teachers or the district curriculum committee, and no member of the administration or board disagreed. Finally, Spahr warned the full board that ID amounted to creationism and could not be taught legally. Boxa provided highly pertinent information concerning the position of the teachers throughout this process. He testified that the teachers did not support pandas in any way, but that they made compromises to ensure the purchase of the biology book entitled Biology. Also, he testified that any suggestion the teachers supported any part of the curriculum change must be soundly rejected. The unrebutted evidence reveals that the teachers had to make unnecessary sacrifices and compromises advantageous to board members who were steadfastly working to inject religion in the classroom so that students would have a biology textbook that should have been approved as a matter of course. Remarkably, the 6-3 vote at the October 18, 2004 meeting to approve the curriculum change occurred with absolutely no discussion of the concept of ID, no discussion of how presenting it to students would improve science education, and no justification was offered by any board member for the curriculum change. Furthermore, board members somewhat candidly conceded that they lacked sufficient background in science to evaluate ID, and several of them testified with equal frankness that they failed to understand the substance of the curriculum change adopted on October 18, 2004. In fact, one unfortunate theme in this case is the striking ignorance concerning the concept of ID amongst board members. Conspicuously, board members who voted for the curriculum change testified at trial that they had utterly no grasp of ID. To illustrate, consider that Giese testified she did not understand the substance of the curriculum change, yet she voted for it. Moreover, as she indicated on multiple occasions, in voting for the curriculum change, Giese deferred completely to Bonsall and Buckingham. Second, Buckingham, chair of the curriculum committee at the time, admitted that he had no basis to know whether ID amounted to good science as of the time of his first deposition, which was 2.5 months after the ID policy was approved. Yet he voted for the curriculum change. Third, Cleaver voted for the curriculum change despite the teacher's objections based upon assurances from Bonsall. Cleaver admittedly knew nothing about ID, including the words comprising the phrase, as she consistently referred to ID as intelligence design throughout her testimony. In addition, Cleaver was bereft of any understanding of pandas, except that Spahr had said it was not a good science book which should not be used in high school. In addition, Superintendent Nielsen's entire understanding of ID was that evolution has a design. Despite this collective failure to understand the concept of ID, which six board members nonetheless felt was appropriate to add to ninth grade biology class to improve science education, the board never heard from any person or organization with scientific expertise about the curriculum change, save for consistent but unwelcome advices from the district's science teachers who uniformly opposed the change. In disregarding the teachers' views, the board ignored undeviating opposition to the curriculum change by the one resource with scientific expertise immediately at its disposal. The only outside organizations which the board consulted prior to the vote were the Discovery Institute and TMLC, and it is clear that the purpose of these contacts was to obtain legal advice as opposed to science education information. The board received no materials other than pandas to assist them in making their vote, nor did anyone on the board or in the administration ever contact the NAS, the AAAS, the National Science Teachers Association, the National Association of Biology Teachers, or any other organization for information about ID or science education before or after voting for the curriculum change. While there is no requirement that a school board contact any of the aforementioned organizations prior to enacting a curriculum change, in this case, a simple glance at any one of their websites for additional information about ID and any potential it may have to improve science education would have provided helpful information to board members who admittedly had no comprehension whatsoever of ID. As Dr. Alter's expert testimony demonstrated, all of these organizations have information about teaching evolution readily available on the Internet, and they include statements opposing the teaching of ID. Although the resolution passed, it was not without opposition. Both the superintendent and assistant superintendent, Nielsen and Boxa, opposed the curriculum change. Boxa testified that he still feels the curriculum change was wrong. Both Casey and Jeff Brown, who voted against the resolution, resigned at the conclusion of the October 18, 2004 board meeting. The following excerpt from Casey Brown's poignant resignation speech speaks volumes about what had occurred within the board by that time. "There has been a slow but steady marginalization of some board members. Our opinions are no longer valued or listened to. Our contributions have been minimized or not acknowledged at all. A measure of that is the fact that I myself have been twice asked within the past year if I was born again. No one has, nor should have, the right to ask that of a fellow board member. An individual's religious beliefs should have no impact on his or her ability to serve as a school board director, nor should a person's beliefs be used as a yardstick to measure the value of that service. However, it has become increasingly evident that it is the direction the board has now chosen to go. Holding a certain religious belief is of paramount importance." Additionally, at the following meeting, board member Wenrick, who opposed the expedited vote on October 18, 2004, and engaged in parliamentary measures to have the vote delayed until the community could properly debate the issue while considering the science teacher's position, resigned and stated the following: I was referred to as unpatriotic and my religious beliefs were questioned. I served in the U.S. Army for 11 years and 6 years on the board. 17 years of my life have been devoted to public service, and my religion is personal. It's between me, God, and my pastor.